as far as how the U.S. election and vote counting is concerned. And here at CNA, we have been tracking how the U.S. presidential vote will impact Asia.
That's right. The Philippines is keenly waiting to find out who the next president of the United States will be. Will Trump's protectionist stance hinder cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, or will a Harris victory promise continuity in Washington's policies?
Buena Bernal joins us live now from Manila. Buena, good morning. So how is the Philippines viewing this election in light, you know, of its very strong relations with the United States under Marcos Jr.?
Well, experts have argued that there is likely to be little change in the U.S.-Philippines alliance regardless of who the next U.S. president is. And there are a couple reasons for this. Number one is the longevity of that relationship. There is a 1951 mutual defense treaty between these two countries, and that long-standing relationship, experts argue, cannot just be dismantled overnight because the forms of cooperation they have are already institutionalized, meaning that it exists at the mid-level and not just at the top leadership. In fact, I just spoke with a former Philippine Navy official during the administration of former President Rodrigo Duterte. He was in command then, and he said that's exactly what we did. We maintained those mid-level forms of cooperation with the United States, despite what has been seen as former President Duterte's pivot to China, establishing that warmer relationship with Beijing during his presidency, despite the competing claims of these two neighboring Asian countries in the South China Sea. The second reason that they cite is because there have been indications in the past that both candidates will honor the United States' commitment that the 1951 Mutual Defense Treaty covers Philippine public vessels and assets in the South China Sea. We heard this directly from the mouth of Vice President Kamala Harris during her three-day visit to the Philippines in 2022, where she set foot on the island of Palawan, adjacent to Spratly Islands, claimed entirely by China, the northeast of which the Philippines labels as its Kalayaan or Freedom Municipality, where she again reaffirmed that commitment. And we also heard this a few years before her visit to the Philippines, during the visit of then-U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo under a Trump administration for the first time making that commitment. So candidates have that commitment, but the difference is we've heard it directly from the mouth of Vice President Harris, but as to Mr. Trump, it was delivered by his cabinet official.
Okay, Buena, thank you very much for that. That's Buena Bernal live from Manila.